Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting third. The right fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dan Dreesen. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Hubie Brooks. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The second baseman, UL Washington. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Nicosia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, David Palmer. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, David Palmer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Sutcliffe. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Sutcliffe. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier strikes out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dernier. The throw from Nicosia and he is safe. Dernier steals second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards second. Washington throws to second for one, and Brooks throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Dernier scores. Durham moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen takes first base on ball four. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dreesen moves to third. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston fields it and throws to second for the out. Dreesen scores. One out. It's Expos, 1, Cubs, 1. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wallach moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wallach moves to third. Steve Nicosia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Sutcliffe to Sandberg and they have Washington trapped. The throw over to Durham, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Steve Nicosia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicosia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer strikes out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0-for-1 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg strikes out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wallach hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. Say hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Nicosia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicosia is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicosia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicosia for the out. Two outs. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive towards short. Brooks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunston hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Sutcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a pop-up towards short. Dunston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 2 in the game. Dernier strikes out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dreesen hits a pop-up towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wallach hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 2 in the game. Say strikes out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Miguel DeLone pinch hits for Steve Nicosia. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone hits a fly ball towards right. Moreland settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Moreland. DeLone moves to third. Terry Francona pinch hits for David Palmer. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeLone scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Cubs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Fitzgerald now catching. Bert Roberge now pitching. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Sutcliffe strikes out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 3 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Brian Dayette now playing left field. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dreesen hits a pop-up towards short. Dunston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. Dawson moves to second. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wallach hits a pop-up towards short. Dunston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.